Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth Is Out There radio show. We're waiting to see if our guest comes in. I know she's been on the campaign trail, and she's supposed to take a few minutes to call in. LaTresa Jones, but we'll see where it goes. She's running for Congress in CD11 up in Orlando area. But we also may have, I've been working on a couple of surprises, and around 7:30 we may have a couple of surprises that may be calling in. In between, let me introduce you to my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I am doing good. It's a great Sunday. The storm has passed. Beautiful outside.
Yeah, we actually lucked out. We didn't get any wind, basically. It was maybe 15, 20 miles an hour at times. But what we did get was a lot of rain. About 10, somewhere between 8 to as much as 12 or 13 inches of rain. The canals, the rivers, the inlets all tend to be at crest level. But they are receding now. So because we're kind of used to this stuff. And it really didn't phase too much. But it finally turned into Alex as it went across Florida and went into the Atlantic Ocean. And now it's heading towards Bermuda as a strong tropical storm. It's around 55 or 60 miles, actually 65 miles an hour. It's just short of being a hurricane. So it may come in over Bermuda as a hurricane and then go into further to the Atlantic and become a fish storm and then maybe come and give Europe a little bit of a headache in a couple of days. So go from there.
Well, we hope not.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll dissipate.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Yeah. In the meantime, I guess I'm going to talk to you about something, what's happening around the country, while we're waiting to see what happens here with guests. But what we're going to do is, right now, they are literally the left, the communists, the Democrats and stuff, they're literally destroying the family entity. They are going after the kids. They are literally going after the kids, the children. These Democrats, we have it on record, we got it on tape, that these LGBTQ, whatever you want to call these communist socialists, because they're not normal individuals, they are mentally incompetent and disabled, and they're actually destroying the mental disabled, mentally ill people anyway, because they're giving them a bad name. But they all have a mental problem. And they want
so
to destroy
the parents, because the parents are allowing it to.
So it's the, yeah, and there's a lot of things there, and you know we're trying to get exposed that very much, what's happening. And I got a debate with some lady on Twitter yesterday, and I said that transgender is a mental health situation, and I got punished by Twitter for 7 days, but that's okay because my shit is actually, we're on Block Talk Radio. We can actually not worry about 7 words you can't say. But anyway, we talk plain here. And what we did, those tweets, my tweets are trending worldwide. I don't have to do a damn thing. It's been, they've been retweeting and tweeting and everything else going back and forth in the last 24 hours all over.
So where is the gay community that's not for this?
Log cabin Republicans have filed suit against Obama, led LGBTQ. They said they're poisoning the gay community and this stuff because they're not for them. They're more like a communist party. Nobody wants to indoctrinate and recruit children. They all, you know, every one of the log cabin Republicans.
Are they really LGBTQ or are they in disguise?
No, they're really LGBTQ, and we can
really
prove it.
Because, you know, they pretend to be something they're not to create problems like they did on January 6th.
Yeah, no, we can prove it.
Okay.
We
all
can
right.
prove it.
Our demonic possession of the week is about what's happening at a gay nightclub with drag queens and their parents who bring them there and are handing them money so that these kids can hand money to a drag queen that is dancing around, that they shouldn't be doing this in front of kids. But I'm shocked, like, why are their mothers taking them to this place? It's usually their mothers. It's usually their white, educated mothers, liberal mothers, who think it's cool and trendy to have one little straight kid and then to have one little kid that maybe thinks they're the wrong gender. You know, this is where we're at. It's sickening and it's disgusting. So let's go ahead and see the video. And so that guy walks up there back on the stage with money in his hand that got handed to him by children. That was the most inappropriate video. That's why we're calling it Demonic Possession of the Week. Not only for that guy that wants to act like a woman and get paid for it, but honestly for the mothers that take their children to see that. This is so out of control, but I want to remind everyone, they told us. You see, you have to believe these people when they tell you. You take them at their word. So I want to play one video that I think we should always remember, no matter how many times they take it off the internet. Let's go ahead and see this one.
We'll convert your children, yes we will. Reaching one and all, there's no escaping it. Has even grandma like RuPaul. Gen Z's gayer than Grindr. Learn to love, learn to vote, face your faith.
And there they said it. They said, we're coming for your children, and we will convert your children. Now, I'm a big believer in listening to people when they talk. Hear what they have to say, listen to their words, and listen to their feelings. These people are very clear about it. They're coming for your children.
Now, that's very important. And this goes back here in Broward County, what this goes back to, what this goes back to when last year at not this fiscal session, but the earlier one, last year back in 2021, we actually had an incident here in Broward County where the school board member and the teacher worked together, conspired with each other, and without the parents' knowledge, took these kids in elementary school to a gay bar in Milton Manors, and they, on the disguise that they're going to learn how a business works, how a restaurant works, but it was a pure indoctrination recruitment by the gay community, by the far-left communist socialist gay community. That teacher's been fired and arrested for child abuse, and that board member's been arrested for child abuse and assault. You cannot do that. It's a crime. Any comment?
I think it's pedophilia.
It is.
I think it's ripping a child of their childhood, screwing with their mind. Leave the children alone. Let them live in peace. Let them have a fun childhood outside, playing with their friends, not worrying whether they're going to be grabbed or picked on or bullied. And any of that, just leave them alone. And you know what? Parents have to be more vigilant today and be outside with them. They just need to be shadowed. They really do. They need to have security. Need to watch them. Okay? Well, you got drive-bys who are shooting the kids. It's insane what's going on. Why do people want to hurt children?
With that in mind, kids need to stop being used as guinea pigs by liberal gender ideologues. Kudos to the DeSantis administration for urging the Florida Board of Medicine to ban puberty blockers and transgender surgeries for children. When elected to the Florida legislature, this gentleman is running for Florida state legislature. This gentleman will be working to ban these harmful procedures on vulnerable minors for good. And that's a very big thing.
You know what? Does the agricultural commissioner, whatever they're called, what is their play in that?
Okay, well, the agriculture commission right now is Nikki Fried, an ultra left wing.
I know, but there's Bob White running, and then there's Wilton Simpson.
Oh, okay, all of the Republicans are against this. The indoctrination.
He's not making bucks off of it.
No, even Simpson, they're all on the same page on that.
Are they?
Yes.
Okay. Because you got a lot of strange cookies in the Republican Party. You know, I'm gonna go something better. What's going on with the federal side with McConnell and Lee and Cruz and Paul and all of them? What are they doing?
There's a big thing going on right now with that, but we'll see.
Oh, no, they're working on the guns.
No, actually, it's not there. It's failed already. It's DOA.
Okay.
It already failed.
They need to make sure they take the Senate. We need sure
right.
We take the House. We need to do this. This is extremely important.
Yeah.
Leave the children alone.
Now, this is even getting even worse. This is from Carrie Lake.
It's getting worse.
It's getting worse because I'll tell you in a second. This is from Carrie Lake, who is running for governor in Arizona. It's going to be the next governor in Arizona by far.
Yeah, she's winning big, yes.
Anyway,
yes.
She posted insanity as Joe Biden is withholding national school lunch program funds from schools that don't adopt to his perverted sexual agenda. He is quite literally Biden and the communists. The Democrats are communists.
Okay,
no,
so you know how you resolve
that. Let me finish.
Don't take the federal food program.
Yeah,
he is quite
literally going to starve our children around the country if we don't allow men into girls' bathrooms and locker rooms. Are you furious yet?
And you know what? He can't supersede states' rights. He can't. Okay, so the governors, well, I feel for the children that are in the state of shit. But there are states that won't let it happen.
So, you know, it's all going down.
You know where I can see this happening? In New York.
Okay. Right now, we're trying to get, in the next few weeks, it's because of what I've been doing, it's going to be a little hard to get these guests, but we're going to get them. We got coming up, besides our musical guests, which we're going to be working on in the next few days, we're going to have K.W. Miller, who's running against Carlos Jimenez, the socialist communist rhino. We're trying to get him out.
Okay.
Jim Price from the Jim Price Show said that when you tell a bunch of Stockholm cities symptoms, that their blind faith in government obedience to this system is the real pandemic.
So the head of education, what's the name of that in D.C., the education?
Department of Education.
Is implementing this in all schools.
Yes.
Okay, what happens if principals tell them to go home with scratch?
I don't
know. You can't
know.
Do that, because if a little kid gets raped...
Look what happened in Virginia with a 14-year-old girl.
I understand that. That's what I'm saying. This. How are you going to protect the children? What are we going to do?
Literally arresting every Democrat if you have to. The point is you got to take – it's time to change, fight and stand up. These parents, the real parents, not the one that takes them to this bullshit, they should be charged with child abuse. But the real parents – you know,
absolutely.
Those parents that took those kids to that gay thing, to that transgender thing, that every one of those parents should be arrested for child abuse, and those kids should be taken away from because you're mentally.
I'm not sure
that, but that came from Marjorie Taylor Greene, one of the heroes in trying to save this country. But
when did Biden
come
out with the Starve the Child?
The last couple of days. Okay.
Bring a lawsuit.
There's a lot of stuff coming down. We also have, it's part of systematic deception, part of Whose Children Are They? By Rebecca Ferix. Got to watch these movies. It's very important because your children's life is at stake by these communists. These are not longer Democrats anymore. This is pure communist socialism. Period. To get away. Every single Democrat this November has to be voted out of office. Everyone, straight up
what
and down
the line.
What were
they called? The Hitler what? When Hitler did this with the young ones, what were they called? The Hitler...
Hitler Youth?
Yeah. There you go.
And trying to brainwash it and stuff.
Exactly.
Right. Now, there's also another movie called What's a Woman? That's being by Daily Caller. And that one is very, very important. That is very important because it actually shows what's going on.
I don't care what you say. The Supreme Court is screwed up. They're not doing their job, and they're holding trials in D.C. that are worthless pieces of nothing. So, and Durham is not accomplishing anything.
Anyway,
so we're pretty well stuck with the
right,
black.
There's arrest warrants out for a lot of people. Just let things work its way. In the next 2 weeks to 3 weeks, most of these people will be in prison or they'll be gone if they resist.
We'll see.
Things are happening as we speak. They already took care of a few, and they're going to take care of more.
Well,
and with
two,
Joyce and Navarro,
the
K-6 people
Biden,
that did
Brandon,
Navarro
and
is going to be taken
Brandon,
down the next
chief
3 days.
Chief of staff needs to be arrested.
Well, a lot of stuff is happening this week. Anyway,
okay.
What a Woman official trailer. I'm going to play that.
Okay.
What is a woman? Can you tell me that? women's watch. You must have some ideas, please. If one person can tell me what a watch is.
You are not care for women. We love you, police.
What is that? I'm a husband. I'm a father of four. I host a talk show. I give speeches. I write books. I like to make sense of things. A woman is not anything in particular.
There is not one particular thing.
It could be many things to many people.
Some women have penises, right? Some men have vaginas.
I like scented candles. I've watched Sex and the City.
Yeah.
How do I know if I'm a woman?
That's a great question.
You're not a scientist. You're not a gender studies major.
No.
How do you know that you're a man?
I guess because I got a dick.
Can a man become a woman?
I'm not a woman, so I can't really answer that.
Women only know what women are.
Are you a cat?
No.
Can you tell me what a cat is? You want to tell us what a woman is?
I'm a biological woman that medically transitioned to appear like a male. I will never be a man.
And so they go on the internet and they're told that all their problems will be solved if they become a man.
Do you worry that there could be a sort of social contagion element of this?
A teeny tiny bit, mate. It got me at 42. Your child doesn't have a chance.
And you're affirming it with hormones that have never been used in this way. Puberty blockers, which are completely reversible.
Completely reversible.
One of the drugs used is Lupron, right? Which has actually been used to attempt to castrate sex addicts.
You know what? I'm not sure that we should continue with this interview.
You don't want to talk about the drugs that you give to kids? Or
how can they be removing the healthy breasts of 15-year-old girls?
There are masculine girls. There are feminine boys. What are we going to do about that? Carve them up?
How can this whole thing be happening, Matt?
I wanted us to have a safe place to be able to talk about this.
Part of me wants to ask why you care so much.
I care about the truth. I care about children. I care about the women who are having their opportunities stolen from them.
Is it transphobic to tell the truth?
The interview's over. Trust the camera.
Excuse me.
I just want to know, what is a woman?
And you're not going to find out.
Based on what I'm saying, would you ever want to move to America?
It's safe. No. No, but.
Okay. That's coming in June, by the way, this month. Watch a Woman is done by Daily Caller, and it's also going to be another movie called Selection Call with Laura Hogan and Mike Lindell about the 2020. That's top of this, but would be 2,000 Mules, which is the number one documentary in the country, in the world today, and others. So it's out there. The point is, this is all the left. This is the Democrats, the communists, socialists, and stuff that want to take down the morality. If you're born, there is only two genders. If you're born with a penis, you are a boy. If you're born with a vagina, you are a girl. Anything else is mentally ill. It's wrong. It's immoral. It is totally sick. And it's destructive to everyone.
So Caitlyn Jenner supports this?
I don't know. I really don't know. But Caitlyn Jenner,
his grandchildren, all the children.
I think it's very sick, and I think it's very dangerous, and mentally, every transgender that we see so far have either committed suicide at a very young age, or they got very ill because the body is rejecting all the shit that they put to do this. You know, learn to love thyself. And stop listening to other people and start concentrating on building your self-esteem and self-confidence and fulfill your passions and dreams. And if you do that, you don't have to worry about anything else because in the end, you will find yourself. Take away the demons. Take away the blockers. Take away all the enemies that you may have. And start focusing on getting healthy in your own self.
Well, they're not hearing Trump. And Trump speaks about it because he's totally blocked from the left.
People are hearing Trump. There's many
They're
platforms.
They're hearing him, huh?
They are literally hearing him everywhere in the world. He
so
has the number
me
one.
The left, their children.
The number one, yes, the number one platform.
They're into this?
No. Most children, when they take a step back and see how bad things are.
So you're telling me parents who vote Democrat,
their parents are not voting Democrat anymore.
They support this?
No. A lot of the parents that were Democrats have flipped to Republicans because of this heat and the grab of the child. That's what turned Virginia red. That's what turning the rest of the country red. Even in California, where Nancy Pelosi is losing in the primary and will lose anyway. So it's out there around.
So by January, we're going to have to put up with this until next January, huh?
There are special elections in the next few weeks that's going to flip the House. We already know that the Senate's going to flip easy with that. There's a number
of
it.
What's going on with the recount and...
There's no more recount.
Coming to the conclusion it was a stolen election.
Okay, nationally, for 2020?
Yeah. What's going on
Trump
with the Pennsylvania why is it not being considered?
15 states have rescinded. They have 15 states have really rescinded their certification in some form.
Okay, so what happens?
The Supreme Court already announced that Trump is the president and they're working on the procedures to re-get him out. He will be dragged out in the next week or two, the most. He'll be dragged out. He'll be eliminated.
And Kamala?
Same thing. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. People
doesn't
are fed up. Look at the gas pump. Look at the prices. He knew about the baby food store.
I don't think he knows anything. I think his chief of staff is what's operating.
We have evidence that he knew. He just said he lied in front of he said he was right in front of the team on the news, on a conference call, video conference thing like Zoom, where the reporters were watching everything, and they told him all the stuff. And then 2 minutes after the conference call, he repeats the old stuff. And one of the reporters told him, you're lying. You just saw the truth. And he ended
I bet you
up.
He's not allowed in the press corps anymore.
They all said the same thing. Stop lying to us now. The left is starting, the media is starting to realize.
The media is protecting him.
Not so much anymore in some ways. CNN did a poll this week where it has Governor DeSantis as the next president. They don't expect Biden or Harris to be around by January. They both even see an employee that they'll be gone in a few weeks based on the information they're getting.
Okay, well, we'll find out, hey?
But the point is, there's a lot of garbage happening.
America, 85% of America is ready.
Yeah, more than that, almost 100%, 95%.
Okay, well, what about all the blacks? Got to have something there. What are they, all illegals?
The illegals, first of all, nobody's voting illegal, number one. Number two is that the Spanish, the Democrats are underwater, the communists are underwater with the Spanish, with the Latinos and the blacks. They're polling in the 20s on both of them.
What, that stuff that happened in Texas?
Biden didn't even acknowledge the Border Patrol agents that actually saved lives by going in.
What about the school that had killed all those children?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Anyway, the main reason that there'll be no Democrats winning besides going after your kids is the price increases from last year. Gasoline went up 44%. Airline tickets
going
went up
more 30%. In the fall, I heard.
Let me finish. Airline tickets are up 33%. Used cars, the cost to buy used cars is up by 23%. Hotels are up by 23%. If you want to buy a suit, it's up by 22%. The price of bacon, you love bacon, is up by 18%. Orange is up by 17%. Tires for your car is up by 16%. Furniture is up by 15%. Milk is up by 15%. Coffee's up by 14%. Delivery's
up
by
14%. Well, that's why we buy the half and half for $1.89.
Yeah. Bread is up by 14%. Baby food, if you could find, is up by 13%. Soup is up by
13%. Cereal's up.
Cereal's up by 12%. Eggs are up by 10%. And dry cleaning's up by 10%. Just came from Chairman Bob Sutton. And Biden.
So what are the people saying? I can't afford it.
People are voting. People are all registering. What we got is people all over the supermarkets and stores and stuff. And
they're going
stations.
To the dollar store.
And we're registering voters. They're flipping from Democrat to Republican all over the country, not just here in Florida.
Scott Presley's got a team everywhere.
We got millions actually across the country doing it. Chicago Democrat torches Lori Lightfoot. He's running against Lightfoot, this guy, for mayor, and her term is up for involving criminals and mid deadly crime wave.
She's gone.
Two cops were shot in the last 2 days in Chicago. Chicago had more people killed and shot in Chicago than Iraq and Afghanistan. Look, if you combine all the mass shootings that happened in the last 20 years, you still couldn't keep up with the people that got shot or killed in Chicago, Detroit, San Francisco, Philadelphia. Philadelphia had a mass shooting yesterday. They're not reporting because of black-on-black crime, but, that's the left.
Fix your mic. Put it down or something.
I can't go any further down.
Okay, it's much better. You're getting backlash.
Okay.
I'm just saying, the criminals are certainly having their field day in this country. They really are. That's because you have an imbecile in the White House, and he's got an imbecile cabinet. And Congress, they're imbeciles. And the Senate, there are imbeciles. And locally, there are imbeciles. And the imbeciles, as little as they are making waves and drama.
Again,
and
Democratic-controlled state, Oregon, who decriminalized all hard drugs, decriminalized the possession of hard drugs in the state of Oregon.
Yeah.
Overdose rates are up by 700%. People
don't
dying,
live
literally
Oregon.
Dying in the street. And
get
this came
of
out
governor.
Of the Blaze. This is from
get
the Blaze.
Get rid of the governor. Get
but
rid
the
of
thing
the
is,
attorney general and the district attorney. And
when you
all
decriminalize,
of the
this goes back to Nickley Free too. When you decriminalize drugs, doesn't matter if it's pot, marijuana.
But it was on the ballot and the people voted it for it.
Yeah, but we don't know. We don't
they
know
voted
what
for the gateway
voted for.
Drug. They are morons.
Right. The bottom line is.
I think there needs to be a new exploration on it. I think it needs to be rescinded.
Right. It's not.
It needs to be gone.
People are brain dead when it comes to drugs, especially gateway drugs and everything else. First of all, there's no way of recognizing because the FDA doesn't know anything how to regulate
that. Okay, I think the. Okay, the cancer patients and the really sick people, I don't have an issue with that, okay? But I have an issue with these businesses, and it's very bad. It is.
No, there is some there's some places around the country that sell products, food products with
those hemp products are dangerous.
Yeah, hemp.
Okay.
Yeah.
They have THC in them, and it's a gateway drug.
Yep.
It's you can word it differently, you can say it differently, but it still comes back to the THC is in it, and that's a gateway drug. That is what is part of marijuana. That is it. You can make 12,000 brands. It still has THC, and that is a gateway drug. And it needs to be taken off out of the state. It just
right.
does.
And,
it needs to
well,
be put
got,
just
see, well, the reason why Nikki Freed, the reason why Nikki Freed was all over this is because Nikki Freed boyfriend owns a hemp farm. He owns a hemp farm. And if they legalize all the marijuana completely, they will make billions. It has to do with.
They're still going to do it whether she's governor or not, or agriculture. She's still going to do it.
They're not, cause
because
DeSantis
the people are stupid, and they voted it in on the ballot.
And DeSantis, when he gets reelected, will eliminate that, except for the only way he can get any kind of marijuana.
You need to do a bill that does something to alter the vote.
Yeah, no, it's, yes, they did. It's 2/3, it's 67% now, not 60. So that's number one. And number two, you got to have, every signature has got to be verified to the state. And that killed most of the bills.
I think we should do fingerprinting.
Yeah.
So
anyway.
I think we should
anyway,
do thumbprints. You can't change DNA. You can't vote twice. You can't do it.
Let me do one thing here, and that is
what's
this.
That?
You know, if somebody, we're going to go back to this. If you see somebody hurting, if somebody calls you up, it doesn't matter who you are, and they ask you to help, come and pick them up because they're in trouble, because they're ODing of sorts, it doesn't matter if it's alcohol or drugs or a combination thereof, go find out where that person is. Get the location, call 911, because every police
I know how to resolve that. We need a good Samaritan law in this state. That law would state if somebody calls for help and you don't come, you automatically will be arrested.
They actually have it in the state of Florida. DeSantis got that in. It's part of proacting and not reacting. If you do not call 911 and the person dies because of your inactivity, you will be charged for manslaughter.
I don't even care about that part. If a person calls for help and you don't go and help them, then that'll be a violation of the Good Samaritan law. That's it. I wouldn't
okay.
even go to that point. I would
yeah,
go
well,
right to that. If you see hey, something happening on the street and you don't help, that's in the Good Samaritan law. Then you'll be arrested.
Yeah. You're part, if you don't help a person's in trouble, instead of blaming others for that person's in trouble, if you know the person's in trouble over the years
right.
and you do nothing, you're part of the problem, not the solution.
Exactly.
That's another way.
And it should be a federal law.
Well, you're not going to get rid of every Democrat.
You've got to
get rid of every Democrat for that.
President Trump's desk called the
yeah.
Good Samaritan Law, and that'll cover it.
Anyway, on June 5th, 2004 is when the great President Ronald Reagan passed away. Today is it's 18 years ago today that President Ronald Reagan passed away, one of the greatest presidents in history.
Yes.
Now, we have the Jubilee. The Queen has appeared on the final day of the Jubilee. So that's it. The 70 years.
70 years. I was watching a whole documentary on her. Amazing. Did you know she was in the military? Did you know she's auto mechanic?
She okay. During
this woman
war, she did everything she can.
Great.
Yeah.
Yes. You know?
Now, we got great news out in Wyoming. Liz Cheney's getting manhandled in GOP primary, dramatically trails behind Republican challenger. Liz Cheney's down by about 40 or 50 points.
Thank you. That'll be the end of a rhino.
So, you know, Navarro indictment is a real scandal, very dangerous. Alan Dershowitz said that this is a constitutional violation. The J6 committee is a constitutional violation itself.
Then what are we going to do to stop it? What are the ways we can stop it? Nothing. They did a fake impeachment on Trump twice.
Yeah, we got warrants in place to arrest Nancy Pelosi and Crybaby Chuck.
I told you what we need to do. We need to arrest them, do a tribunal, and then hang them. That's it. You don't need to go to court. We don't need the 12 years. We don't need any of that. Do a tribunal. And you could do it for Constitution violations. I read it. And then you just... That's it. Held, found guilty, hang them. One by one. That's it. It don't cost that much. Okay? And it's not a whole to do. And it doesn't take forever to do it. Just do it. Okay? And once that's done, people will think twice about doing this ever again. Okay? Ever.
Yep.
Okay? These people are just not good people. Not good. You know, nish good. And what's going on in Ukraine? Is the war over?
No. They got more missiles and stuff going on, so that's quiet there. But Russians bombed a Greek church in the eastern part of Ukraine.
A church. Well, Putin's special, isn't he?
Yep.
I guess he's anti-religion, too.
Well, yeah, Russia is anti-religion.
So all of Russia has no religion?
I don't know.
They're atheists in Russia? No temples, no churches,
There's no religious beliefs there, but I really don't know.
I don't really know myself. Okay, I know McDonald's shut down there.
I have no clue.
You know, I don't even know anything about what's going on. Is Putin still sick?
Yeah, but we don't know how good, so much on that.
Is
also,
that true or it's just bullshit?
We don't know, you know, all kinds of stuff. We know that North Korea was firing some rockets into South Korea to test the new government of South Korea to see what it is. They know Biden's not going to do anything because he's a coward.
They want China's war. Their agenda 21. Yeah. I keep telling you.
Yeah. So that's what that is.
So did anybody see the summit? The woman's, what was that called, that summit with Pelosi?
The summit was the Western Conservative Summit out in Colorado. They had a number of guests in there from Denise D'Souza for 2,000 Mules, Mike Lindell going through all the stuff in the selection code that's coming out. Laura Logan's selection code movie, and they had my friend, I consider her my friend, I love her, the former congressman out of Hawaii. She's not a Democrat, she's more of a conservative, and she's the one Democrat I would have supported as a presidential candidate, because I know she's not really a Democrat, she really lambasted Kamala Harris to kick her out. She's the one that actually kicked her out of the presidential race that time. Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard is really, really good, and she spoke at the Conservative Forum, at the Western Conservative Forum, and she did an excellent speech. The other one is going to be the next governor of Arkansas, and that's Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Sarah was great, and she told stories about her children and the White House, and Scarlett will tell you some good things that she said earlier.
Her son, what's her son's name, Huck?
Huck.
Cute little guy. When she was the press secretary in the White House, that was bring your child to work day. And so all the people that worked in the White House brought their children, and the press corps brought their children. Okay, and they were outside, and they were playing, and her son was running around, and then Sarah was in the Oval Office with President Trump having a conversation, and 2 seconds later, they both look around at the window, and Sarah's son, Huck, had his face pressed into the glass, just like a true four-year-old, and she just looked and said, "That's my son." And then they went outside, and she warned the president, be careful, these are children, watch what you say. And he looked at her and he said, you do the same, watch what you say. So they went outside, and then all of a sudden she saw her son, and he was running, and President Trump crouched down, thought he was running to him, and Huck ran right by him and jumped into his mother's arms. Isn't that cool? Okay, she's a true dug-down mommy, okay? Her daughter had a father-daughter dance, and her daughter, it was like going to her cotillion year. God picked the right dress, it had to look the right hair, the right everything, okay? And it wanted her father down at the stairs to greet her and take her to the dance, and she wanted a million photographs. And I think Sarah raises very good family. And she's running for governor, and she's going to win, and she has a great instinct as a person, as a woman, as a leader. And I think she will take Arkansas into a new place better than her father, although he was a great governor. Right now he watches the children, and he is the advisor of the children, and him and his wife. And Sarah Huckabee is one great lady. I love it. And her speech was inspiring. And she told us the story of when they went to Iraq. And they got on the plane. It was dark. And it was, shades were down. It was dark. The plane was dark. And they flew to Iraq. And nobody knew they were there. And they landed in the dark, still the same dark. And all they could see up the road was something lit up. And they went there. And they went into a tent of all the service people, and they surprised them. And then what they did is they saw President Trump and saluted him and chanted USA, and they were overwhelmed. And from what I remember about that stop in Iraq and what they did on right before on Christmas in 2018 is they served food. And he went around and he shook everybody's hand and he thanked them for their service. And President Trump loves the military, loves them. He's a West Point cadet. He knows how to serve. He knows the respect of the military. He has a deep-hearted soul for it. And when they went to North Korea. I remember that. I remember when Trump stepped over that little hump in the middle that separates the two countries and walked into North Korea. And he didn't know what was going to happen. But they all were there, and they sat down around the table, both sides. And Sarah said it was sort of an uptight situation. Nobody knew what was going to happen. And so she looked at Mike Pompeo, who then was the Secretary of State, and she made a joke about, do you remember what the joke was?
The only person that didn't kill a president.
She was the only one that laughed at the joke, and everybody looked at her. They weren't too thrilled with her.
No, that's fine.
Okay, and I'm still, she tried. And Mike Pompeo told her and said, that was not funny. She liked it. You know, you got to test the water. That was a very, very great meeting. That summit between the U.S. and North Korea made headway in a lot of ways. And Kim Jong-un, Chubsy-Ubsy, has learned from that. Okay? And he has a deep respect for Trump. They don't like to hear it. I even think Putin has a deep respect for Trump. There are a lot of leaders in this on this planet that have a very deep respect for Donald J. Trump, because they know that it's peace through strength. He's not going to fight him. He's not going to do that. He's going to talk, and they're going to have a meeting of the mind, and it's going to work. And everybody is a win-win. Trump is about win-win. That's why he has the art of the deal, okay? And it works. He's the man that wrote it. And it's worked for him ever since, and he has a huge success with it, okay? And it works. And even his wife, Melania, has learned the art of the deal, and Eric, and Donald Jr., and Tiffany, and even Barron. They all know the art of the deal, and they know how to do a close. And they're a very smart family, very intuitive family. And I miss him as president. I bet you couldn't tell that.
Yeah, we all miss him as president.
And
but
you
right
know why
now...
I support Donald J. Trump? One reason. Promises made, promises kept.
I'm going to tell you. Right now, in that, by the way, the polling data that came out yesterday in that Western Conservative Conference, DeSantis beat Trump by about 4 points.
They're great. They're both great. They're both, and I don't care where they live. It's about a person, content of character, promises made, promises kept, how you organize yourself, and how you get the job done. And it's a win-win. It's a win-win, okay? And these two gentlemen are win-wins. They are. And DeSantis has learned a lot from Donald J. Trump, okay?
Denise D'Souza came out just a few minutes ago. Have you noticed hardly anyone now says 2020 was the most secure election in history? Even a fact check is no longer involved this mantra. It has been permanently discredited by 2,000 mules.
Elon Musk does not own Twitter?
Okay, Elon Musk, he, in the process of acquiring Twitter, it's a process that's doing it. But he it does will own it in the next few days.
Is that because of the SEC?
No, it has to do with a deal that they're working on. Certain conditions have to be made before everything gets flipped over. That's why.
Okay, well, I got news for you. The idiots are not doing it, or they're doing it very slow.
Yeah, I know.
They don't want to relinquish control.
We know that, but the stocks could go down tremendously if they don't. So.
Yeah, okay. Has Elon paid yet, or it's in an escrow?
I think it has to go through conditions first before they do any of that stuff.
Before he gives them a buck.
Right.
I think that they are just kicking their feet in the sand and don't want to do it. Tank them.
Yeah. Anyway, everything else is good. We got.
I think everything else is good. I'm happy.
Yeah,
the
we have a
wasn't
great.
A hurricane.
You know, remember? Yeah, we went through everything good. We got. Okay, I want to thank everybody that's listened to our shows now. Not only are we on, you know, we have a talk show and we're gonna have entertainers and we're gonna flipping things around as we get schedule change. Like Wednesdays at 8 o'clock. We have 350 different platforms, 350 different radio stations that are actually doing our shows now.
Syndicated.
Yes. iHeart is one of them. We also picked up with Breitbart. We're working closely with Breitbart with some of the stuff, the things that you get on the from some of the news that we've been getting from the conference and everything else.
In fact, Breitbart did that summit. They've
right.
entered a new. They've entered a new platform. They're covering things.
Yeah, we
need.
We
really
are
special.
Tied to them now. Breitbart Networks, you know, and we also are tied literally live right now from we are live on the Getter platform. Live our shows are in there, and also Truth Social. And anyone in Truth Social could call in to the show.
Or if you want to be a guest on the Truth, just call us and let us know. We'd love to have you. Everybody has something to express, or what you do, or a topic, anything you like. We're open. We like positive stuff. If there's something we don't know and you want to talk about it, absolutely call in or set up for an interview. We'd love it.
Right. We'd gladly do it, and we're working
yes.
on that. So we're actually expanding.
We'll even take the left. We love the left.
Yeah. You know,
come on.
We asked Nikki Free to come on. She has it. She's afraid of the debate.
We're going to debate you. We're just going to talk about stuff. And we're going to figure it out, and it's always a win-win. We are always respectful.
One of the best shows we had is when we had this year. It's when we had Rabbi Barry Silver on for 45 minutes. I'd like to get him back on for 2 hours. We could set up a 2-hour thing, but it's got to be on a Sunday for that. Be from 8 to 10 on a Wednesday because of what I got doing.
Okay.
So anyway, we're getting close to the end of the show. I want to thank Scarlett for coming on. We will.
I love our show.
We will
enlightening the people, and
I like Charles.
Hopefully, something great will happen, and they will join the force and help and enlighten somebody, and that works fabulous for me.
Yeah.
I want to thank everybody for listening to our show. Sorry about La Teresa. Maybe another time, don't know. And God bless America and God bless everyone, and everybody have a great night. Bye, Joe.
Bye-bye now. Everybody have a great night. Enjoy your Sunday evening. We'll be back Wednesday at 8 o'clock. God bless you all and have a great weekend.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least the men who died, who gave There ain't no doubt I love you.